Let's come together. Okay, first topic is, in this week's parasha, it says, we learned even yesterday, Vayichulu ha-shamayim va-aretz, Vayichal elokim bayoyim ha-shvi'i, mikol melachtoi asher asa.
The combination of the two Tosefta Shabbos together is the extra that people charge for Shabbos.
You're stealing from the day. It's interesting. You're taking away. Okay, so we have in this week's parasha a halacha, a mention of what's called Tosefes Shabbos. I'm not mistaken. The correct way to pronounce it is Tosefes. Some say Tosefes, Rashi and Tosefes. I believe that's not correct. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's Tosefes Shabbos. Okay, and basically, just not telling you the chidush. I just want to review some yisoidos. Is that there are two dinim in Tosefes Shabbos. Now, there's a beautiful Rashi. Everything is always in Rashi. All the good stuff is in Rashi. Rashi says on this week's parasha, Vayichal Elokim. Bayoim Hashvi Milach Toasher Hashem concluded on day 7 the Malacha which he has done. Asa, what's a good show? Says what Asa, which he has made. Hashem Asa. So Rashi writes, what does it mean Hashem concluded on Yom Hashvi'i? Didn't we learn? Isn't Yom Hashvi'i a day of rest? Isn't it a day of rest? You're not allowed to work on Shabbos. He's saying that Hashem is a machal Shabbos? How are you talking? Hashem is working on Shabbos? What's going on over here? So this is an incredible Rashi. I think this Rashi in the world of Agada, it's beyond description what Rashi says. Is that the Torah is not written from Hashem's perspective. There's a very deep Agadic message in this Rashi. That when Hashem wrote the Torah, Hashem wrote the Torah from our perspective. Every time you have any event, any news article, from whose perspective are you writing? Are you writing even if you want to say the other side? Let's say a person is a victim. A person is a victim of a crime. So you want to write a news article from the perspective of the perpetrator. Still, when you are describing an event from someone else's perspective, it's still your perspective. It's still, even if you think you understand what that person is thinking, it's still what you think that person thinks. So, if the Torah was written from Hashem's perspective, we'd say Vayichalokim Bayom Hashishi. And yet it says Vayichalokim Bayom Hashvi'i. Rashi, I'll read the words of Rashi. Vayichalokim Bayom Hashvi'i. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Basar Vodam. A human being, she'eino yodea itav uri go'ov, does not know his times and his moments. Two different expressions, which is interesting. Every word of Rashi is very, very precise. What are these two words? What exactly is the difference between these two words? And why is it even necessary to mention these two words? A human being that does not know his itav and uri go'ov, his times, I'm loosely translating it to mean his times and his moments. He has no choice but to add from what is mundane to what is holy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyodea itav uri go'av, Hashem knows his times and his moments, which is a shocking thing to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is timeless. How can you say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he knows?
Since he created time, he's in a position to be
from
precise.
Who's
when is Rashi? When is Rabbeinu Tam?
What?
Forget it.
Hashem knows his times and his rigor off. What does that mean? That's bizarre. Nichnas boy kichut ha-sa'ora. Hashem enters into Shabbos in a hair's breath. What does that mean by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kichut ha-sa'ora. V'nireh. And here's the key word which opens up a whole world of commentary. Ki'ilu kola bo bayom, and from our perspective, v'nire, Rashi is saying something that is beyond belief. What he's saying is that the Torah basically is being written from the perspective of a human being. There's a lot more behind the scenes that are going on. Obviously, a human being is extremely, extremely limited. A man is a nothing of a nothing of a nothing of a nothing, infinitely further compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem is mitzamsim himself for us to appreciate. And the Torah is being written from the perspective of a human being. And from our perspective, Hashem did labor on Shabbos. Because we would have stopped doing labor way before. We light candles in America. All of the calendars advise you to light candles somewhere between 13 and 20 minutes before sunset. Okay, so when does Shabbos begin? Well, first of all, who says Shabbos begins with sunset? Let's assume that Shabbos begins with sunset. So we can't go be precise. We can't wait until the very, very last second. So we have no choice because we're limited. We have to start. We have to stop from doing melacha before that. So we start stop doing melacha 18 minutes before, 13 minutes before, some do even less, 5 minutes. After Shkia, it's a no-no. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate of precision, he continues to do melacha until the very, very last moment. So when we, the observers, witness Hashem doing melacha, it appears Hashem is doing melacha on Yom HaShivi'i, because we have already accepted this moment in time to be the seventh day, and yet Hashem is still engaged in labor. So Hashem is doing his labor on day seven. Oh, how could that possibly be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechal Shabbos? No, we have here a combination of ideas, is that we have to recognize our limitation relative to Hashem's infinite precision, and it will always come out that from our perspective, Hashem is doing the wrong thing. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Because when a person dies, when a person, this is like the mamash, the beginning of creation, from the very beginning of creation, the Torah is already telling us, you people, you have no clue what's going on. You're limited. And from your perspective, you're always going to be accusing Hashem of doing the wrong thing. When a person dies, it's not fair. What did this person do to deserve to die? Just because a person is 99 years old doesn't mean he's chayv nisa. Okay, today when someone dies, when they're 99, people aren't so upset. They don't see people, it's not a tearjerker. When someone dies, when a child, Rachmana L'tzlan Le'Aleinu, leaves this world, it's a horror. What did the child do that he deserved to suffer and to leave this world? What did he do? Impossible. Not fair? And tell me, someone who's 99 years old, what did he do? What did he do to do? He's chayv misa? Dala misa's bezin. What did he do? You go look at what goes on in the hospitals. There's people in the ICU, what they torture them, what they do to them. What did they do in their life they deserve to suffer like this? Maybe some of them did. Ramachol, you have some politicians there, I think. But the average person are good people. Okay, good people. What did they do? What did they do to deserve this? So it's ingrained in a person to have complaints. I told you many times, everybody's sure, he said, I heard him say this, everyone here is walking around with tightness against Hashem. You know better. You have tightness against Hashem. This is a natural. The Torah acknowledges this in the very beginning of the Torah. But also as an antidote. When we see Hashem, if we would have been present on the scene in the Maaseh Bereishis, and we look at our watches, okay, candle lighting time. And you see the Ribbono Shel Olam is still busy doing Malach. Oh, is a Mechal Shabbos. No, he's not. You know he's not a Mechal Shabbos, because you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is precise. He has a better stopwatch than you. And he knows when exactly the last moment is. And therefore, we know that we are limited, so we have to stop from doing melacha earlier than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a dogma for the whole Maaseh Bereishis, for the whole world. When you see Hashem do something, don't judge him, Gesundheit, with your hasagas. Just like in this pasuk, the last pasuk of creation, it's basically saying that Hashem is a Mechal Shabbos. That's what it's saying. And we right away correct ourselves by saying, Hatsur Tamim Paolo, Kichol Duroch of Mishpat. No, he's not a Mechal Shabbos. We are limited. And because we are limited, we acknowledge we have to stop doing Melachim, because we don't know, we can't measure time in our minds. with such precision, but Hashem can. That is the whole world. This is the synthesis of creation. It's the make bepatish of this world. This world, all of the elements of creation have come together and have been synthesized in the culmination of the Bria, and it culminates in an acknowledgement that Hashem does things, and on the surface it appears that he's wrong and he's guilty, but yet we know that he's not. And that is a dogma for everything that goes on in this world until the end, because Maaseh Bereishis is everything. It captures everything. And everything that goes on in this world, you have to always come back and acknowledge. Why, Hashem, did you do this? Why? Why did this happen? Just like we have to acknowledge that if we were unseen at creation, we would say that Hashem is a Mechal Shabbos, but we right away would correct ourselves in acknowledging, no, Hashem is not a Mechal Shabbos. It may seem like that, but Atzur Tamim Paluk Yichol Duchav Mishra, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yodea, Itav Urigov. We know that. Use that as a inspiration or as a dogma for every challenge you have in this world. Is Hashem Zan Chal Shabbos? Hashem is Yodea. Itav Urigov. It is us, a Bosor Vodom, that She'eino Yodea Itav Urigov. That's why we do not understand. Every time a person has a challenge in life, you have to just say to yourself these words: Bosor Vodom, She'eino Yodea Itav Urigov. That's why it appears Hashem is doing the wrong thing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'yodea Itav Urigov, is doing the right thing. And we know that's true. Just like we know it's true when it comes to the same thing is true when it comes to this. So this is a Dvar Agoda. Okay? Start with the Dvar Agoda on Tosefa Shabbos, on this Pasuk. Now this Pasuk is a makar for what we call Tosefa Shabbos. Why is it that we add to Shabbos? Shabbos by us begins earlier than it really should. We refrain from doing labor earlier, not because we're trying to give it sanctity. It's just because of our deficiency. Now, but be'etzem, the day is really chol. When you take this Rashi, and this Rashi is quoted by, even the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Mishnah Berurah Simen Resh Samach Aleph, and let me see over here. Mishnah Berurah brings down both the other reason for Tosef Shabbos. But many Rishonim, this is we get to the Machlokes Rishonim. What exactly is the inyan? We have a mitzvah to add to Shabbos, to begin Shabbos earlier. Let's present the Chakira. Why? Is the only reason why we're coming to add to Shabbos because we are feeble, we are weak, we are in the category of Ein Yodeh Itav Urigov, and therefore we have no choice. Because if we're going to go up to the very, very last moment, it's inevitable that we're going to cross the line, we're going to cross the red line, and we're going to do Malacha on Shabbos itself. Is that the whole inyan of Tosefa Shabbos? Or maybe no, maybe the Tosefa Shabbos, which really comes from Yom Kippur, the Gemara has a drasha by Yom Kippur, is to actually take Friday and sanctify it. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vayivorech Oysa, Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Pasuk says, Vayichalokim b'yom ha'shvi melachto asher asa, Vayishbois b'yom ha'shvi mikol melachto asher asa, Vayivorech Elokim es yom ha'shvi'i, Vayikadesh Oysoi. Hashem sanctified only Yom HaShavi. Hashem does not need us to sanctify the Shabbos. When we make Kiddush Friday night, we're not making Kiddush. Hashem made the Kiddush already. We don't need to make the Kiddush. what are we doing? What is the purpose of man? Man is a partner with a Kodesh Baruch and Ma'is Bereishis. You also imitate Hashem, take something that is mundane and sanctify it and give it the same exact Kedusha as Shabbos. So Hashem, He sanctified Yom HaShavi'i. You know what? Be a partner with Hashem. You take Yom HaShishi, take a few minutes, sanctify it. Make it into Shabbos. Now you can't go make it into Shabbos on Tuesday morning. You can't go say, okay, Rebbeinu Shlomo, you know, it's Tuesday morning today. Let me take this next 20 minutes. I'm going to sanctify the make it Shabbos. That's ridiculous. There are rules and regulations of what you're allowed to go do and you can sanctify. But technically, if you're going into Shabbos and it's after Plag Mincha, you can take the remainder of Friday because it's going to enter into the Shabbos that Hashem sanctified, and you can be a partner with Hashem and you can actually give it sanctity. Mamish sanctity. You're imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that's a very different approach to the inyan of Tosefes Shabbos compared to what we started with. According to the first approach, when you do not do labor on Friday and you make Kiddush early and you Mizma Shul Yom HaShabbos, or you have an early Shabbos and you make Kiddush and you say Baruch Hu, whatever you do, you're not doing nothing. You're nothing. You can say Kiddush all you want. Your Kiddush does not give the day, not personally and certainly not for the community, any darga of sanctity. It is purely choil. The reason why Chazal stepped in and told us you better do it anyway is because you're a boss of Adam, and if you don't do it, it's inevitable you're going to slip and you're going to cross over the red line. So what you're doing is really make-believe. It's a chumrah. You're going to make-believe it's Shabbos, a couple of minutes, a couple of whatever it is, early, an hour or two early before the real Shabbos. It's just a world of make-believe. It doesn't have a real Kedusha. It's only there as a protective barrier, protective shield, not to be nichshol in the sanctity of the day itself. That's one mahalach. And there are many Rishonim, they learn like that. There's no way a human being can sanctify any portion of Yom HaShishi in any way whatsoever. The holding back from doing melacha is purely an act of protection. And they base it very much on this Rashi. The Rashi in this week's Parashah in Chumash, even though normally you don't go base things on Rashi in Chumash, which Rashi in Chumash, you know, more often than not is taken from Midrashim, and Halacha doesn't necessarily come from Medrash, and if it's Rashi's own idea, it doesn't necessarily enter into the world of Halacha, but that's what Rashi says. Rashi makes it very, very clear, this idea, that it says, Vayichalukim ayoyim ha-shevi'i, milachtoy asher asah. And Rashi makes it clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yodei Itav Urigav, Nichnas Bai Kechut HaSa'ara. But Adam, a boss of Adam, can't do that. She'en Yodei Itav Urigav, Tzarech Lohoysef, Michal HaKadosh. But it's only protecting from doing Malacha, nothing more than that. And then we bring the Mishnah Berurah, brings down the El Yerabah in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Beis, the El Yerabah. And he says that the Iker, the Makari quotes from Yom Kippurim. Okay, I don't look up the Gemara. I should go really look up the Gemara. I was negligent. And he learns, Eli Rabba learns that by Yom Kippurim there's an element of the inisem es nafshoy seichem betisha lachoidesh boerev. The fact that it says the tisha lachoidesh, it's a very bizarre pasuk in so many different dimensions. Why does it say that the fast begins on the ninth day of the month in the evening? Come on the tenth day of the month. This is standard procedure. The tenth day. When does the tenth day begin? It begins when it gets dark. The old machlokes. When is the day over? When is Ben Hashmashos? When is Tzeisak HaKavim? Since when does the Torah refer to the ninth day? What's going on over the ninth day, Bo'erev? It alludes that you take on Yom Kippurim the ninth day and you actually give it sanctity. Yom Kippurim is called in the Torah Shabbos Shabbosoin, the Shabbos of the Shabbosos. There are 7 holidays. There are 7 days. There's There is Rosh Hashanah, there is Sukkot, there is Shmini Atzeres, there is the first day Pesach, there is the last day Pesach, and there is Shavuos. 6 days. What is Yom Kippurim? That's the seventh day. That's the Shabbos of the Shabbosoin, a very famous verse. So Yom Kippurim is called the Shabbos of the Shabbosoin, and there is a pasuk that says that you shall observe the fast B'tisha L'Chodesh, which Chazal learned, Tisha L'Chodesh? What are you talking about? Okay, so there's all these Mamori Chazal, we all are familiar, each one is a gem in of itself. But there's another element that no, the fast taka begins on the ninth day. It begins on the ninth day, Bo'erev, in the late afternoon. Erev doesn't necessarily mean in the evening when it's Seisakacham, means when the ninth day is coming to an end, as it comes to the very end, and the Pasuk does not give a shiur to what it means, the Erev, and that means even for 5 minutes. This is a very big problem because a lot of shuls, this is a very, very big problem. Yom Kippur, all the Gaboyim here, Baruch over here, Zalman over here, is many shuls have a very big problem starting Kol Nidre on time. It is almost impossible. Many shuls, I know, you put that on the calendar, candle lighting, 18 minutes before Shkia or 20 minutes before Shkia. So it is, you're going to put that 18 minutes before Shkia, and that Kol Nidre has to begin. It should begin l'chatchila five before. You're not allowed to be matan neder. It's a ma'isa bezdin. You're not supposed to be matan neder. Do ma'isa bezdin on Yom Tov. So you should start. So at least start, even though it's going to certainly go into peshkia. At least the haschola should begin when it's chol before shkia. So they call nidre many shuls. I can't speak for everywhere. For 5 minutes, 10 minutes before shkia. But you're still going to put on the calendar that candle lighting is 18 minutes. So excuse me, how does a woman get from candle lighting 18 minutes before Shkia, get to shul in 8 minutes? You light candles, clean up the table. What? Baruch, how does a woman get to shul in 8 minutes?
Well, the thing is that there's a misconception.
Yeah.
There's a misconception. Candle lighting is optimum, is really the last part of Ben Shul. Optimum.
Correct.
See? Even every Shabbos. A woman should Ben Shul.
Every woman knows that.
No, I'm saying every woman should Ben Shul before. When my wife, for example, Susanna, when she asks what time we Ben Shul, I tell her at least 5 minutes before the time to Ben Shul. The candle lighting part.
Right. Okay, but not everyone is able to do that. Someone has in their house 10 children.
Yeah,
of course. But you're a gavai of a shul. You understand.
In my schedule, never ever wrote what time I'm office of Avis.
Okay.
But Nidre was 15 minutes before the Shkia.
And did you start exactly 15 minutes before the Shkia?
If it was late by 5 minutes. 20 tendency
from
Shkia.
But
my
memory
was very reluctant to say.
Very makbid, to start before Shkia. Okay, so they try. They do definitely try.
I can't speak for other people.
Okay, so I remember in the Young Israel, my father's shul, you know, they were older people. And, you know, they can't be mobilized very quickly. And just slept out. That's how it was. You want to go start 5 minutes before Shkia, you look around who's in shul. There are 15 people in shul, and you're expecting a crowd of 80, 90 people, and you're only 15 people over here. Well, you're going to start now? Even in Chaim Berlin. Menachem, what happens in Chaim Berlin? Also, they call it very early, and they start, they start like probably my mom's 2-3 minutes before Shkia. I remember exactly. Every year is a little different. But this is what happens. It happens. It schleps out. Mm-hmm. So Yom Kippurim, so it's a problem because the real Tosefes Yom Shabbos, the Makar comes from Yom Kippur. And when does the day really begin? I mean, you know, you can say a little, but if you want to hold that the day begins with Shkia, the Iker Zman to have a real Shlemus of Tosefes is before Shkia. So at least 2-3 minutes before Shkia. Okay, so many shuls just barely make it. You start with Kol Nidre, and that really shows already, oh, now we're being, I don't really, because they're doing it bedavka when it's still chol. I don't know what I'm saying, such a good example. But in any event, according to Rashi, we have two mahalchim. Again, go back to our Yisrael. We have Chakira. What is the din of Tosefes Shabbos? Is it just because Basar V'dam Einu Yodea Itav Uragav? Or is it no? It's much more than that. It's to be a shutuf with a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Maase Bereishis. You now are at the steering wheel. You have all the controls. You also sanctify Chol. Hashem sanctified the entire seventh day. You sanctify a few minutes of the sixth day and give it the full-fledged sanctity. L'may nafkemina. Between these two mahalchim. There are many nafkeminas. One nafkemina. Let's say a person makes an early Shabbos and then is mechal Shabbos. Person makes an early Shabbos and then decides, you know what, I'm going to go do malacha. I'm going to cook, I'm going to bake. Is he chayef, is he a mechal Shabbos? Is he chayef skila? Now halacha l'maisa, definitely not. There's no question about it. But why not? Why not? Why don't you say that if the Ikar Tam is like the Eli Rabbah, the Mishnah Berurah is the Eli Rabbah, that we learn from Yom Kippur, and what you're really doing is you're giving the day real sanctity. So if you're giving it real sanctity and it's Mamash Shabbos, why is there no Chiyuv Skila for Chilul Shabbos on that portion? Halacha l'maaseh, there's nothing to talk about. Halacha l'maaseh, if a person makes an early Shabbos and then, let's say B'shoigek, he inadvertently is Mechal Shabbos, if there was a Beis HaMikdash, he would not bring a korban. It's a din of Kedusha, it's not a din of punishment. That indicates much more like what Rashi and Chumash says, that the din of Tosefes Shabbos is because Basar V'dam Einu Yodea Itav Urigav. Because if it had a real sanctity of Kedusha, then it should be no less than Mi'ilo. When a person takes an animal that is Chol and declares, I want this animal to be a korban, and then uses it for his personal gain, he's in a lot of trouble. He's chayav a carbon asham mi'iloi, he has to pay its value plus an additional fifth. A person sanctifies something, it always works. In the Torah midaraisa, when you give kedusha to an object, hegdish, you bear the consequences. There's no games. A person says to a woman, harei at mikudesh esli, and she accepts the ring. If she now lives with another man, she's chayav nisa. Simple. That's simple. When a man says to the Rebbe Kodesh Asli, if he now has dealings with the woman's mother-in-law, or sister, or daughter, or her relatives, this man is chayav nisa. What do you mean? What did I do? I just said to a woman, Rebbe Kodesh Asli, b'tabazu, I have to now suffer capital punishment because I also married her sister? What do you want from me? No. You do something, there are consequences. This capital punishment. So if you're going to tell us that the din of Tosefes Shabbos is a din deraisa, and many hold it is a deraisa, however you look at it, it's a deraisa, and the mahalach of Tosefes Shabbos is to give sanctity to day six, why should it be any less than kiddushin? Why should it be any less than hekdish with mi'ilah, where there are consequences? And a person does labor, he's chayiv misa. Yet there's no pasuk that says he's chayiv misa. If he does, not that I'm aware of, he's chayiv. Obviously, in this respect, we're very lenient and we hold that the din of Tosefes Shabbos is not like the Eli Rabba, but like Rashi, that it's nothing more than Adam, Basav Adam, Einu Yodea Itav Urigav. Another nafkamina. Is there a din Tosefes Shabbos Moitzoy Shabbos? Moitzoy Shabbos. Today we're very advanced. Today in the Olympics, they award the winner to one who 1/100th of a second. And the truth is that's outdated. They can already by now award the gold medal to 1/1000th of a second. And probably they can even do 1/10000th of a second. They have the technology. They have the technology. Who knows? You'll see, maybe they'll start playing around with this one day. Okay? And not that we care. Who care? But so what about Mitzvah Shabbos? Is there an inyan to be medak? Is there an inyan to add to Mitzvah Shabbos? So if you learn the whole Tam of Tosefes Shabbos is Adam Basar V'dam Eino Yodea Itav Urgav, the same way Basar V'dam is Eino Yodea Itav Urgav Erev Shabbos, so there's no different Mitzvah Shabbos. When is Shabbos over? I don't know. Three medium stars. Okay, what are three medium stars? Can't really figure out what does it mean exactly. My eyesight is not so great. I need some glasses. What kind of glasses? This, that. Is it 30 minutes? Is it 25 minutes? Is it 40 minutes? 41 minutes? 42 minutes? Is it 50 minutes? 60? 72? 90? 92? Plus some change? I mean, do we follow what it was in Bavel? Do we follow Eretz Yisrael? Does Eretz Yisrael follow America? Does it follow Bavel? I mean, this is a free for all over here. This is the Wild West. Adam, Basav Adam, Eina Yodea Itov Urgov. But if you learn the din of Tosefes Shabbos, the din of giving it kedusha, so guess what? There is no kedusha. But so there is the whole inyan is to, like, here's now you go a little bit a layer deeper. Let's take a step back. When you do Tosefes Shabbos on Friday, what are you doing exactly? You're taking chol and you're giving it sanctity. Mitzvah Shabbos, you're not necessarily giving chol sanctity by extending the Shabbos. Because the idea that this is something you can debate, once already the Kedusha is there, it just goes by itself. It just goes on. You have to terminate it. You make Havdalah. Chazal instituted something called Havdalah. What is Havdalah? It is Ad Kan, a Gvul. It stops. Why do Chazal need to get involved? It stops by itself. The day is over. The day is over. Once the day is over, the day is over. It sits automatically. You want to do malacha. Why do you have to say Baruch Hamavul Ben Kodesh Lachol? Why do you have to say Atah Chonatan? Why do you make Havdalah? Why three Havdalahs? You make every Mitzvah Shabbos, you make Havdalah. You make Havdalah three times. Well, I shouldn't say, not really true. I'm getting confused. Something off. I'm getting confused. But why do you have to terminate it? The answer is, you see from this, there's a principle. You maintain the status quo. Once the day has been sanctified, it just keeps on going by. You don't do nothing. Just sit back and enjoy the ride. If that's the case, when you extend the Shabbos, you know what? I'm going to keep Shabbos until 12 o'clock at night. Is that called you're sanctifying chol? You're not sanctifying chol. It goes by itself. It's just that you did not yet terminate it. That's weak. That is not called Tosefes Shabbos. The inyan of the Elyon Rabba is you take chol and you make it kodesh. If you would not make it kodesh, it would be chol. Mitzvah Shabbos, you don't have to make it kodesh. It already is kodesh. Oh, but it's weekday. It's the weekday. The rules of physics are, once there's velocity, once it's in motion, it just keeps on going. We don't need you to come along and make it kodesh. It is kodesh. It extends to the week on its own. The question is, when are you going to choose to terminate it? That is a far cry from the Tosefes Shabbos of Erev Shabbos. So how do you learn the Chaki? What is the din of Tosefes Shabbos? Is it Stam a din of Basar V'dam, Ein Yode Itav Urgav? Then there's no difference between Erev Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos. There's a din Tosefes Shabbos on Friday, and there's a din Tosefes Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos. You don't know when Shabbos begins. So, let's add. Let's be. I'm so scared of Shabbos. I'm so I anticipate the coming of Shabbos. Let's start early because Bosa Vedam lo ina yudeh ita verugav. Mitzvah Shabbos, the same thing. The same way you don't know when it starts, you don't know when it ends. It's the same principle. There's no chilik between Erev Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos. But if you learn the entire din of Tosefta Shabbos as a din and taking something that is chol and giving it sanctity, that lomdus only applies in its purest form when it's Erev Shabbos. There's no such thing then of Tosefta Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, because the status quo that it's still Shabbos is not determined. You're giving me credit for making something Kodesh. I don't need you to make it Kodesh. It's already Kodesh. It keeps on going. Okay, so this is just a chazara of a basic yesoid. There are tzvei dinim in Tosefta Shabbos. This is a classic chakira with two nafkaminas. At least there are many more nafkaminas, but at least for now, these two nafkaminas is, does it get kedusha?
No, it
doesn't matter. You potter. Nothing happens. No consequences. That's Kabbalah Yonim. That's Kabbalah Yonim. Kabbalah Yonim is that mitzvah. The longer the people, basically you're talking about, it's for the person himself. You don't want to. You say Lashon Saginar. Lashon Saginar is that Gehenim does not open up until you make Havdalah. So for those people, it's not no Ge'os. You know, it's not no Ge'os. We don't go to Gehenim. We're Tzadikim. We're not going to Gehenim. But for no Nebuch, those Neshamas who are going to Gehenim, you know, let's delay the reopening of Gehenim a few more minutes. V'hu rachum. Okay? We'll delay it for a few moments. It's not no Ge'os. That's Lashon Sage Nohar. What it really means is, we know, I can't say about you, I'm going to Gehenim. So I might as well spare myself the pain. And the longer I keep Shabbos, so after it's all over, and when I go to Gehenim, they'll delay my Gehenim as long as you're delaying your own Gehenim. So I'll keep, if everyone really believed in that, believe me, the Shabbos wouldn't end until Tuesday. If people really had faith in this Chazal, Shabbos would not be until Tuesday. That way, Gehenim doesn't open up until Tuesday evening. And by that time, you say, listen, it's Erev Shabbos. Once Wednesday begins, Lechun Rana LaHashem, the real Litzur Yeshenu. It's already Shabbos, no Gehenim, a whole year. So, that's in Yoni Kabbalah. But this is a Chakira, that Tzvei Dinim in Tosefta Shabbos, is it Bosa Vedam Rashi to the Parasha, Eina Yodea Ita Verugaav, or is it to be a partner with Hashem, B'masa B'reish, and sanctify Chol? We gave two nafgaminas. Number one, is there a chilik between Erev Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos? Number two, is when you do give Kedusha, is there a chiv Misas Bezdin on the Tosefta Shabbos? We paskin Lekula both ways, pretty much. We definitely downplay, there's no question about it, that the Tosefta Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, is significantly downplayed. And likewise, there's no chiv whatsoever for Chil Shabbos during the moments of Tosefta Shabbos, which is we're having our cake and eating it as well. We definitely take both kulas appear to come into the world of halacha in this dilemma, this chakira. And we said also the Dvar Agada in this regard is that the conclusion of creation, according to Rashi, is spoken in our terms. And we are presented here with a dilemma, with an awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from our perspective, is doing something terribly wrong. But yet, we can immediately correct ourselves in the awareness that Atzur Tamim Paloki Chol Derachav Mishpat. And that is a lesson that we have to take with us in the entire world. From the beginning of creation to the end of creation, is every time you come to suspect Hashem is doing something that is incorrect, remember, Vayichal Elokim Ayayim Hashvi. When Hashem concluded creation, He taught us this lesson, it's us who don't understand. We are limited. Hashem is correct. Okay, let's talk about one more topic very quickly, and that is the topic of Gezel. In this week's parasha, we have the mitzvah not the mitzvah of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Because it's a very interesting topic here. Diamonds b'nei noyach. And one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach is loy sigzal, or loy tignoiv. Where do you learn that from? What's the makar? The Gemara Darshan's mikol eitz hagon. The Gemara learns out from this pasuk, you only can eat from the eights of the garden, not anything else. Or I'm not sure I remember exactly the drasha, that only because Hashem gave him permission was he allowed to eat. But if Hashem did not give him permission, he would not be allowed to eat. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Mikol Eitz Hagon, he needed that permission to eat the fruit, that's why it was permitted. But if Hashem would not have told him Mikol Eitz Hagon, he would not be allowed to eat from this, from this, and also only from the gan, and not from what is inside the gan. Okay, the gan is the outside. Now from here we learn this is the makar from one of the Zion mitzvahs ben noyach of loy sigzal. Now there's a very this I'm reading over here from the Sefer Shlemim Mitzayin from Rabbi Felder, and he basically elaborates very, very much with a medrash regarding Eiv. It says that Eiv was a very, very great tzaddik. And this medrash, this is really to Gemara Bava Basra after Zayin Amin Aleph. And there it says, the Gemara Darash is Dorash Rava, Maidach Siv, Birkas Oyved Olai Tavoy, Velev Almona, I'm not sure pronouncing this correctly, Aranin, I would cause the heart of the widow to sing. I receive a blessing. I would sing, Birkas Oyved Olai Tavoy, the blessing of an Oved. A person who was lost, who suffered, it came upon me, and the heart of a widow, I would cause that heart to sing. What does this mean? The Gemara makes a drasha, and this is a Gemara Bava Basra. Okay, it's not even a medrash, and this opens up a major, major topic of conversation. And it says there, Birchas Oyvid Olay Tavay, Melamed, Bava Basra, Tezayin, Shehoya Goizel Sode Mi Yisoymim Umashbicha Umachazira Lohen. Eiv was a ganav, a gazlan. A gazlan is someone who steals something in the open. A ganav, he steals in secret. Eiv would go and would rob, would steal property. How in Bechlal, we have a halacha, karka einan exeles, that's another topic he writes, talks about here. But this is a fair shagamara, he would go and he would rob, he would steal property. He would take the property after he would steal it. He would then improve it. And then he would return it. And then when the victim would get it back, and it would be in much better condition than it was when it was stolen, the victim would all of a sudden be overwhelmed. Wow, my good luck. Look at this. I thought when my property was stolen, the bank repossessed my house for not paying the mortgage on time. I thought I would never have it again. And look at this, the bank took it. They invested, they redid the house, they put into the house $500,000. And now, all of a sudden, the judge says... What?
It's not like a mitzvah.
Oh, exactly. So this is a big topic. Who is Eiv? So this is obviously a very big topic. Who is Eiv? There's so many interpretations. But many want to learn, al derech pshat, that Eiv was a ben noyach. Eiv L'choy was not necessarily not Muchach that he was part of Klal Yisrael. He was part of B'nei Noyach. And it says here, Eiv would steal Karaka, would improve it, and return it. How is he allowed to steal Karaka? It's one of the Zion mitzvahs, B'nei Noyach. Gezel, it's awesome. It's Gezel, it says he'll be Goizel. The words of the Gemara are, Dorash of Maidach Sif, V'chulu, Melamed Shoya Goizel Sode Mi Yisoymim. The Gemara says, Mikol Eitz Hagon. From here you learn Isser Gezel B'Ben Noyach. The Rambam Tan Rabbanan. Okay, Gemara Mesach Sanhedrin. Sheva Mitzos Nistal B'Ben Noyach. Dinin, the Birchas Hashem, Avodah Zorah, Gilei Raya, Shri Chastabim, the Gezel. Okay, Gezel. It's Gemara. Gezel is one of the Zayim B'Ben Noyach. Mikol Eitz Hagan. So how is Eve allowed to engage in Gezel? So this is a Shaila in Yersois, and let me read you what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'll read you, I'll first read the Rambam, we'll go backwards. And then we have to go to the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Rambam says, Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. You can't get better than that, all the way in the very, very beginning. Asur Lignoiv Kol Shuhu Din Torah. It is categorically forbidden at the very beginning of Hilchos Geneva, Mamash, the beginning. It is also to steal anything, Kol Shehu Din Torah, Midaraisa. And the Rambam, just in case you don't know what Geneva means, let me explain to you what the word Geneva is. The Asur Lignoiv, Derech Sechoik. A joke. People do this.
Like a prank.
A joke, a prank. You go, you steal, you come out of your house in the morning, and your car's down the driveway. What in the world is this going on here? Guy goes out of his mind. And then the neighbor, ha ha ha, just joking, I have your keys, I moved it across the street just to scare you. That is categorically usur. A person who does that is chayv an isur deraisa of loy sigzol, loy tignoivu. The aseres adibos, the pashas, it means kidnapping. But it's not so posh. The Medrash Darshan says a lot of halachas from that word as well. But you're over on an iser de'oiraisa for Geneva, even though what you have, you did no intent to keep it, no intent to use it, you just wanted to play a practical joke on your neighbor. Ram goes further. Oilignoiv almanas l'shalem. Okay, that's not, I'm sorry, I skipped. Oilignoiv almanas Lehachazir. All right, that's what it says in the Rambam. That's the question. That's the main question. Eoiv, he stole property to improve it, and he gave it back to the Yisoyimim. And for that, he received the bracha. It says, Beferush in the Rambam, Oilignoiv almenas lehachazir. The Rambam says that it is an Isur deirais. What?
Borrowing, in quotes.
Okay, it is an iser d'oiraisa to steal anything with the intent to return it. And then he goes on, oilignoiv almanas l'shalem. Now here's where the Rambam says something which is very interesting. Hakol osur. Now, he doesn't really dwell upon this in the Sefer, I'm surprised. L'choyra, the Rambam should stop right there. It says in the Pasuk, loy tignoivu. Iser d'oiraisa. What is stealing? It doesn't just mean to steal and to use it and never give it back. Even if I'm stealing as a joke, and even if I'm stealing to take it and to give it back, it doesn't explain why you would want to do that. Even if you're stealing almanas l'shalem, that's extortion, really. You steal it? Well, not really, but I'm going to pay you for it. Everything is aser. Why is it aser? Oh, because it says in the Torah, lo tignoivu, right? Isn't that what it says in the Torah, lo tignoivu? Lo tignoivu. Shocking what the Rambam now says. Why? It gives a reason. Shelo yargil atzmoi bekach. And that's explosive. You know why it's aser? Excuse me. It's aser because the Torah says le tignoiv. Al tignoivu. Le sigzol. There are many psukim in the Torah that deal with all different types of theft. That's why it's aser. Because the Torah said it's aser. I don't need reasons for it to be aser. All of a sudden, the Rambam says, these particular type of situations where you're stealing something because you want to play a joke on someone, you're stealing something with the kavanah that you're going to give it back, you're stealing something because lignav almanas l'shalem, hakol aser, shelo yargil atzmoy bekach, the slippery slope syndrome. Once you steal it once to play a joke, the next time, you may steal it because you really want to steal it. You should know many, many Gedolei Yisrael. You're right. Why doesn't stealing the Afi? There are many Gedolei Yisrael that were dead against stealing the Afi Koyman.
Rabbi Schwab has a long Divrei Torah about teaching children to steal, how bad it is.
Look at the Rambam. The stealing the Afi Koyman, why doesn't that fit? You know, when a child steals the Afi Koyman, what is he stealing the Afi Koyman? Almanas l'haksir. Almanas, that you the Tata, you l'shalem, you're gonna pay me good for this.
Well, you're gonna
what? What? You're stealing. It's a joke, right? You want to make it to Kadesh Yishaluha. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. Pesach night. No, it says in the Rambam, Osur, Shelo Yargil Atzmai Bekach, Hergil Dover. Once you have the tam, Mayim Genuvim Yimtoku. Once you have the tam, Shelo Yargil. Why does the Rambam need to say those words? Why can't the Rambam just say that it's also because it says in the pasuk that he begins? It's a stir in the Rambam. He starts by saying also lignoiv kol shuhu din Torah, period, and then he says also lignoiv derech sechoik a lignoiv amnas lahachzir a lignoiv amnas lashalim hakol also shlo yargil atzma bekach. You can slice the Rambam's words. It's not the only what's also midaraisa is a stam geneva. This is not also midaraisa. This is also midrabanan shlo yargil. Is that the pshat in the Rambam? Maybe it is. Some, in fact, want to say that. Some want to say a very yisoid.
Or maybe not. Maybe it's pshat. This is the Rambam.
It's a reason. The Rambam is giving you a reason. Timey reason. Maybe the Rambam of Mordechai is saying. Yeah. He's giving you a reason. Everything is also midaraisa. Stealing the afikomen is also midaraisa. Even though it's not your classic, because why is it? He's giving you the reason. Even a time of Geneva, the Torah asks us that's not such a Geneva because Shlo Yargil. This is a very big dilemma. What here is going on? And now you have to match that up with the fact that Eoiv was in clear violation of this halacha. It's a Ferish Gemara, but you can't deny what it says in Baba Basra. It says that Eoiv, he stole, it says when he was Gozal, Karka, from Yisoimim, you can't do worse than that, and he improved it, and he gave it back, and when he gave it back, they gave him a bracha. Oh, but Gezel is one of the Zayim mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and the Pashtus is the rules for the B'nei Noach, more or less, are the same.
Maybe it was Shliach Bezen.
Doesn't say that over here. It says he was Gozal. Gozal is a very strong word. So first of all, to make a long matter short, There are many different dilemmas. According to this, just to throw out the ideas without going into any details, to throw out some of the ideas, there are some Rishonim that learn the very big Chiddush, that the Din Gezel Midoraisa is only, it's not Mukhach that this is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam may agree or may not agree. You have to go and analyze the Rambam in much more detail and see what the Gemara says as well. The Gemara comes from a Gemara. The Gemara talks about a case of a person steals property, like what Eov did, in order to make it better. And then the Gemara gives another example which changes the equation entirely. You want to give a person a gift. You know someone in shul, he's a really nice guy, he's a pauper, and you want to be mahana him. How are you mahana him? I want to give him a handout. Doesn't want to take money. So you go to the gabbai and you say, let's give the money secretly, put him in, slip it under the door. It doesn't work. When any person puts money under the door, he brings it to shul the next day and puts up a big notice, someone lost money in my house. Okay, it doesn't work. So you know what? I have a solution. You know what I'm going to do? The guy is a briska. He's a real litvak, a spitz litvak, like mayor. So I'm going to go, I'm going to steal his camel. I'm going to steal it. And then I'm going to do it in public. I'm going to have briska edim. We're going to make like a vayachasna. Make sure the kosher edos tell them to do teshuva before they witness the crime. Call of like a chasna. You have a whole, and they're going to witness the crime, and they're going to do teshuva to be kosher witnesses. They're going to say vidui. They're going to fast, and then they're going to come to the crime scene. I'm going to steal the animal. I'm going to take a dalar amis out of his rishus, and they're going to be witnesses. And then they're going to have a bezdin sitting on the stage. And they're going to say, Eidos, this fellow, we saw him steal the animal. We warned him. We told him all the psukim, like the real briska. He's guilty. The Bezdin says, guilty, guilty, guilty. The halacha is, give this person back the animal and give him kefel. So the person, oh, it's a din. It's the gona din. It's the halacha. I get kefel. So the result is, the poor man now just got $1,000. And he's not embarrassed to take it. Because this is the halacha. It's a briska geneva.
Not briska, the
dal
they'll go for.
Do the dal also. Good, very good. So you gave, you did.
You did it publicly.
Okay, so the Gemara says it's also to do this. It says in the Gemara, it is also to do this. There's a big dilemma It says a person steals al manas lahachzir, lahachzir. There are two gersois. One gear is lignoiv al manas lahachzir kefel. The other gear says lignoiv al manas lahachzir, and leave out the word kefel. Ashal what the gear says. According to our Gemara, it says is goinev is lignoiv al manas lahachzir kefel. The Rambam, when he says hakol osur, he says someone who steals a lignoiv al manas lishalem. It doesn't say kefel. So many suggest that the Rambam had a different gears from the Gemara. Okay, and this opens up a whole collection of ideas. We're out of time, but the basic ideas are, what exactly is the Isser Gezela Midoraisa? And it's nogea. It's very much nogea governments. It's nogea penalties, police department. Police department, I mean, we don't live in a Jewish state, so it doesn't make a difference. And even in a Jewish state, Bezen can make kenosais. When, well, let's say it's nogea in school and teachers. A kid is playing around with a game. It happened to me once. And more than one. Teacher takes it away. It puts it in the office and doesn't give it back to the kid for a long time. Are they over? So that's mamish. You've been goine from a child, from a person. Al manas lahachzir. I'm going to give it back to him eventually. The Rambam says, I'll call osur. Why are you doing it? Teach him a lesson. Okay, there's a reason. Chinuch, it's not so poshut. But you're doing a maisa geneva. You're taking it away from the child, and you're not giving it, but you'll give it back to him later. Why is that called geneva? Many rishonim hold midoraisa, geneva, and gezela need two conditions. Number one, you steal it al manas shaloi lahachzir. You're not giving it back. Number two, very important condition, you want it for yourself. Two conditions. If you want to be yoitze gnev and gzele l'chol hadeis, you have to have two conditions. You have to take it out of the reshus of the victim with the intent, l'shei, don't forget to say the l'shem yichud before you steal, l'shem yichud, that you will never return to this person, never ever, not it and not its monetary value. Never. Number two, what are you going to do with it? I'm going to keep it for myself. I'm going to use it. I will be mishtamish with it. I, the Rebbe, the principal, I'm going to play the video game the whole day. I will use it for myself. If you don't have those two conditions, that's not called geneva. At least according to some of the Raisa. The Rambam, now the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that it's still osur, and it seems to say that it's osur midoraisa, even if you don't have those two conditions. Even though you do not want to keep it for yourself, I have no intent of using it for myself, and not only that, I plan on giving it back. It is still osur, certainly it's osur midorabanan. So now, then there's a third level. There's the third level of, where not only am I not going to keep it for myself, not only do I have intent to give it back, let's add a cherry to the icing. My intent is I'm going to steal it, not going to keep it for myself, I'm going to give it back, but I'm going to give it back better. I'm going to give it back better. And better, I'm going to take the land, I'm going to mashpiach. Or I'm going to steal, it's a different type of case, you can be mechalik maybe, and use it as a way to pay him kefel, double. So you see, there are three madregas here. There is, I'm taking it away from you, I'm going to give it back to you. I'm taking it away from you, I'm never giving it back to you, but I'm not going to ever use it. I'm just going to take it away, like Meshugoyim out there today, they steal and they throw it in the garbage. Why do you steal it? Meshugoyim, mamish looney tunes. Steal it just to cause you tsar. Do I want to use it for myself? No. Okay, but I'm not using it for myself. And then there's another madrega. I'm taking it away. I'm going to give it back. So I'm not using it. And I have kavana to give it back. I'm going to add to the equation. I have kavana to give it back to you in a better state than it was originally. Either where you take lid and you improve it, or where you use it as a technique to pay kefel. But there's one thing that you cannot avoid in every single one of these cases. You've made somebody into a victim. And that's painful experience. When a person is a victim of Geneva, a victim is a victim. There's no way to avoid that. Oh, but you didn't want to keep it, and you're going to give it back, and you're even going to go and you're going to make it better. You still caused him that zaman, that time period, where he suffered. Ve'enenu, the item is no longer here. Is there any grounds in halacha? So what is geneva? Maybe geneva is the tsar. Is the geneva, how do you look at geneva? Is it a din of the gavra? Din of the chefza? Because you have to appreciate, we live in America. In America, you see, we live in America. This person, what's his name? Michal's not here. This person, he said that there's a shooting, a school shooting. He said it was a hoax. It was a hoax. The government, no one was ever killed. No one was ever killed.
Alex Jones,
I'm not familiar with all the details. It was a hoax. No one was ever killed. And the people were actors. And it was a government stunt for whatever the purpose is. So they found him guilty now. And what did they say? They caused pain to the family by saying such things. And they basically, they punished him for $1 billion. He has to pay $1 billion. Where is he going to get $1 billion from? I don't know. But he has to pay $1 billion. What would the Torah say about this? Is there such a thing in halacha of a person who would do exactly what this person did, that Bezdin would be mechayiv him to pay $1 billion of tsar that he caused to the family, the families? It would appear at face value, minat Torah, he would get, they would be zero. Zero. He'll go to Gehenim for that. Gehenim is seven meduras of Gehenim you can get for causing a person tsar. Oinoas devarim is a guaranteed one-way first-class ticket to Gehenim. No question about it.
Why do you say that?
Oinoas devarim?
No, I'm saying that there would be no chiyuv. If you get for boishes, right?
Boishes only comes when there's a physical change in the body. You bang a person, you punch him out, and now there has to be boishes.
Wasn't there a case where they took off the lady shayfel in public, right?
So he did a maisa to her.
That's a maisa.
That's a maisa. He ripped off her clothing. He did a maisa. Words, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can do no harm. Something like that, whatever it is.
He
was born her. He married her. He lived with her. He married her. In the Torah, you have to attach something to an action.
Right.
Pure words. Listen, Gehenim is very large. There's plenty of room in Gehenim for these people. There's room. You call someone tsar. The tsar, you cause a family. It's a serious crime that he did. No joke over here. No joke. There's a very big Gehenim out there. But in halacha, money, we're brainwashed in America. You sue someone, you sue, you do this, you cause them a loss of reputation. It could be when you cause them an actual damage of getting a job in the future, it could very well be. There is monetary payment. I don't know the pratim. Okay, did he cause these people a loss of employment by what he said?
No.
Not likely. He said terrible thing. He said it was, the family, the victims of these children that were killed, did he cause the parents loss of employment opportunity? Doesn't seem so. So would Bezdin entitle him, the family, to $1 billion? Also $1 billion? I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. I don't know the halacha, but it doesn't seem so. You have to have a maisa. What is gezel? What is gezel? In Bezdin shel mata, you go and you steal property from someone and you cause them to become a victim. Listen, that feeling of humiliation and being a victim, no one likes that feeling. Gehenim there is. Are you over on the din d'orais of lo sigzo? Of doing a maisa of taking away someone's property, which is not really a physical, there's a maisa, and there's tsar. But at the end of the day, you're missing all of the other conditions. I don't want to keep it. I'm not going to use it. I have kavanah to give it back, and on top of that, I have kavanah to give it back to you better. What's the halacha? It's a very big mystery. Eov did exactly this, and Eov got high praise. Who says Eov was right? Eov was a ben noyach. When the Torah says, "Mikol eitz hagan," are the rules of Geneva for a ben noyach different than the rules of Geneva for a ben Yisrael? Okay, I don't know the answer to any of these questions. I just found it very interesting to share with you these observations to break up like this brisket Torah, where you take something and you break it up into its smallest parts. These are different chakiros. It's not likely there's a conclusive bottom line in these matters, but these are the issues of Geneva. There's Ben Noyach and a Yisrael. There are different madregos. Stealing something, never to give it back and to use it. Stealing, never to give it back and not using it. Stealing with the kavanah to give it back. Stealing with the kavanah to take it away and return it, better. These are the dilemmas of what exactly defining what is gezel, this tsar and gezel. You make a person to a victim. These are all the different elements of gezel, and it's nogeh. Be surprised. It's more nogeh halacha lamayis than you would imagine. It's nogeh. When the government makes policies, no one's coming to ask us these things, Rabbanim. When the government makes policies where they take your car, you park your car, right? On the day when you alternate side. So what do? So they do all these crazy things. Eventually they come and they take away your car. Okay, you gotta take away the car. Of the parameters and the guidelines of what the government does, are they in accordance with halacha? Maybe yeah, maybe no. Okay, no one's coming to ask us anyway. In an Eretz Yisrael, they're also not coming to ask the Rabbanim what to do. But in yeshivas, they take away, they confiscate property, and there are kenosos, there are safety issues, and they are just stam. Kenosos. These things are very complicated when it comes to the world of halacha. Okay, we'll stop here.